Chapter 1. Green's the New Pink.
Green is the new pink. That's a pretty catchy phrase, isn't it? Basically, it means that caring about the environment is a growing trend. From movie stars to politicians to the family next door, it seems like everyone is going green. And for the sake of our planet, we have to hope that it's not just the newest fad. What does it mean to be green? Well, green is the symbolic color of environmentalism. Living green means understanding that your actions have an effect on the environment, and then, with that information in hand, trying to live your life in a way that does as little damage as possible to the earth. The simple choices all of us make every day are a big part of that. Going green is a really important job because the stakes are so high. We have to save the world. Our planet is in great danger. We are facing threats in our air, in our water, on our land, and in the products we use every day. And not only is the Earth at risk, but every one of us is also personally under attack. The scary fact is that many of the products we use and the foods we eat every day are harmful to us and the environment. So are you living green? There are a lot of questions you can ask yourself to help figure it out. Do you use products that are made with all natural ingredients? Do you frequently ride in gas-guzzling cars? Do you eat organic foods? Do you wear clothes that, when they're produced, emit harmful pollutants into the environment? Do you leave the water running while brushing your teeth? Do you recycle as much as possible? Do you leave lights on when you're not using them? Do you wear makeup that is harmful to the environment and even your own face? Most of us have mixed answers to these questions, some good, some bad. The trick is acting on your answers and making some simple but possibly world-saving changes in your own life. From morning until night, every day, you make hundreds of choices that affect the environment. We all do. Together, if we make the right choices in being eco-friendly, we can make a big difference. When former Vice President and Nobel Peace Prize winner Al Gore started talking about global warming a few years ago, many people didn't want to listen. Global warming is a fancy way of saying that our planet is heating up. The title of Mr. Gore's documentary on global warming sums up the situation well, an inconvenient truth. Sure, it's easier to believe that there is no problem or that someone else will take care of it, but the inconvenient truth is that global warming and other environmental issues affect all of us. After all, there is only one planet Earth. The reason that global warming is happening is because of a process known as the greenhouse effect. This natural phenomenon gets its name from the way a greenhouse, a glass building plants are grown in, works. Have you ever sat in a car with the windows rolled up on a sunny day? It gets hot in the car pretty fast, right? Well, that's how a greenhouse works, too. Heat from the sun passes through the glass and warms up the ground inside the greenhouse, or the seats inside your car, which heats up the air above it. The warm air is trapped inside, keeping the greenhouse warm enough to grow plants all year long, even in places with really cold winters.